Murder of Innocence by Veronica Healy. Read by Annie Aldington. Smoke seeped under the door. She'd always been afraid of fire. She got the boy to help her, and in the dark they felt around for something. Anything to prevent the smoke suffocating them. Any old towel would do. The sides of the door fitted pretty well. Not so much smoke came in now. Would it be better to die of suffocation than to burn alive? Ellie tried the door again, and again, immovable. The house was empty except for the two of them, shut into that tiny room with no means of escape. There was no window, and the fire was gaining ground around them. It would be easy to give way to hysteria. Calm down. How long since that fiend in human form had shut them in? How long would it take for the fire to reach her, or the smoke to suffocate her? And the boy? Breathing wasn't getting any easier. For the recently widowed, some days are better than others. This had been a bad day from the start. Ellie had woken up and asked her husband Frank the time, only to remember that he wasn't going to answer. Ouch. Some days she looked forward to a future in which she wasn't just the little woman at home. Today was not one of those days. She laddered her tights. She dressed in yesterday's cream jumper and blue skirt, because it was too much trouble to sort anything else out. Anyway, with her short silvery hair and clear complexion, she'd always looked good in blue and white. She used the last of the loo paper. There wasn't enough milk left to have cereal and tea, one or the other. Midge the cat needed feeding, so he took most of the remaining milk. Ellie tried to cheer herself up. She would spend the morning making a list of plants for her new conservatory. It wasn't finished yet, but the builders were making good progress, and it would give her something to do. Frank's early death had left her a comparatively wealthy woman, but she wasn't used to spending money on herself and still felt guilty about doing so. She was making herself a pot of tea when the phone rang. At the same time, the foreman of the builders barged in through the back door. "Seen this, missus?" He was brandishing a soiled piece of paper with figures on it. It was obviously bad news. "One moment. The phone." She lunged for the phone in the hall. "This can't wait, missus."